Jonathan, tell me where the concept for veterans and performing arts came from.
It started actually when I first went through training at Fort Benning. I joined the infantry, and I was older than most people are when they join. But the thing I noticed, the reason I thought of theater was because they were some of the funniest people I think I'd ever met. I mean, drill sergeants are just, their job isn't to be comedians, but they're just natural comedians. And their ability to motivate you, I mean, especially in infantry school, you're going to get screamed at. Also, I'd first done professional theater when I was 12 or 13, and it got me through a really tough time when I was a kid. That theater, doing theater, had kind of kept me from going into the spiral that other kids can go into, and I had that.
How does the process of putting on a performance help someone that's suffering through that trauma?
That ended up being the focus, and so I was actually more thinking of it as, you know, it's funny, these guys remind me of people I've been in casts with, you know. It was that same sort of rapport, the ability to banter in a way that just each person was building on how funny the other person was next to them, and also that ability to trust each other, which happens on stage. You know, once you learn your lines and you open a show, the director steps back, everybody else steps back, you rehearse, and then you perform. And that's exactly what happens in the infantry, especially, is you rehearse for the mission, you perform the mission, and you have to trust everybody at all times. And so it was actually more that sense of sort of trust and camaraderie, and again, that quick wit that you find in theater, I also find in the military.
You just finished your first performance run of Biloxi Blues, in fact, in Portsmouth, and I want to ask you how that went, and I want to ask you about how did it affect them in putting on that show? This is presumably the first kind of theater production for these guys, right? So
yeah, and it was actually, and they would get kind of cranky with me when we would run late or I was giving notes, and they'd call me out in front of people, which is pretty funny. You know, they don't let me get away with anything, and that's kind of good. But they did enjoy the show. They actually were some of these guys were on partial disability, 100% disability. And for them to have something that was theirs and only theirs was incredible for them. But the fact that they enjoyed it so much that they were asking me when the next one is, and that was what I was really, really hoping for.
Yeah, what has it meant for you? What has veterans and performing arts so far meant for you personally? What have you taken out of it?
So the biggest thing is again, to see some of these guys and gals, because we have female veterans, and too, the vice president of our board is actually a female veteran, to see these folks have something that's theirs and that helps them see themselves in a new way, in a way that they had not seen themselves in a while. One of the guys ended up doing a non-veterans of performing arts show, Annie. My biggest goal was that they not only work with the veterans of performing arts, but they start expanding their lives beyond me, you know. In order for them to expand past a certain point, they need to be able to see themselves in a different way. You know, they gave service to the country, they did all this stuff, but sometimes they forget that they are also, that they're people who are good teachers, good men, good women, who, before they saw all that trauma, would watch their friends' kids and do that kind of stuff. So that's one of the biggest takeaways, was seeing them do shows with other people.
Talk about some new productions that are in the works and what you have coming up in December.
So as I said, we are a professional theater company, and that's how we're going to look at ourselves. So our next show is actually at the West End, December 19th through the 21st. That's going to be called An Evening on the Home Front. And that's going to be a combination of original and already published works, music sort of modeled on the Moth Radio Hour or This American Life, where people are telling their own stories.
Thank you, Jonathan. You know, I want to thank you very much for taking the time and talking with us, and wish you the best of luck on your upcoming productions.
Oh, that's beautiful. I really appreciate that.